Thank you. Yeah.
Questions?
Jimmy, I guess we'll start for the last time this year on your thoughts on the match.
Thoughts on the match. Look, I thought we had low spells today. First what, 15 minutes or so, we had a couple of good little opportunities. You know, went a little bit direct. We asked Colm, because, you know, it was his first pro game. First 10 minutes or so, just get it out your feet. Get comfortable before we start asking the two big guys at the back to get on the ball and start playing through the midfield. We wanted him to settle a little bit. And as we did go long, you know, Big Simon with his flick-ons, we got Gattas in and we got a couple of chances. Made a great save for Ryan as well. But then I felt at times in the game we lost control of the midfield, the center of the park. We had to make a change. That's why we brought in Kyle and Wata to get in there with Joe so that we could start our movement in there and get on the ball, make it easy for the big guys at the back to give it to them and start playing. And then the second half, I thought we were in control, and we had how many corners did we have? Set plays. We had a lot of corners, which shows you how much we were going forward and bombing on. But you know what? We were unlucky, and I think after the game there, we had a good little chat with the staff, and I said, I think we could have been playing for another hour, and I don't think that ball was going to go in the back of the net, because I still don't know how it didn't end up in the back of the net with some of the saves and the blocks. And you know, and that's credit to Halifax. I thought, you know, they defended well today. You know, they defended with everything, and they were determined to get something. And we just couldn't find a way to put it in.
Jim, what do you feel is the story of your Giants season?
You know, for me, I think it's, you know, I spoke to the guys at the beginning of the game, and I said, look, I said, I'm proud of what you become as a team, as individuals, as young men. They've grown an awful lot since that first game of the season to where they are now. They play with a lot more confidence. They know their identity. They know their style of play. And I've been pleased to see how much they've grown. And now in the off season, it's about us getting a few more pieces to add to the puzzle so that we can make a push next season. You know, we finished third in the fall, which is great. You know, we had some wonderful results this year, but it's about being consistent. We need to be a little bit more consistent than what we were, but that comes with time. You know, you got to remember as well, it's only what, 8 months since we've started with this group of guys, and they'll get there. And next season is going to be a new start for us, and all the mistakes that we made this year, they're going to be rectified, and I think you'll see a different team next year.
What else, like, this has to be answered by anyone of you, but is there a moment or a
game? Say that again, I can't.
Sorry, this could be answered by, like, any of you, but is there, like, a moment or a game that, like, stands out for you guys that you guys look back on with pride or anything in the season?
There are a few. I mean, obviously the inaugural match, just getting the league up and underway, being a part of history that day. I mean, that'll stick with myself and the team, the staff forever. I think as well you can look back at the Canadian Championship games against Montreal. That was a great experience for us. And we held our own, and we showed what we can do and what our league was all about. And then obviously last week beating Hamilton 4-0, I think that was up there as well. So, I mean, it was a great season of ups and downs. You know, we had good moments, we had bad moments. That's football. And, you know, the beauty is you get to go again next year and create more great moments that last forever. So, all in all, it was a great season. I mean, it's what I wanted to do. That was obviously my goal at the start of the season, was to play as much as possible. And I have to thank the gaffer for keeping me in there. And, you know, that was what I was looking for, to come back and play in my home country and try to be a part of this new league to get it growing. And I just wanted to play as much as possible and continue to get better. So I'm pleased I was able to do that. And hopefully, you know, knock on wood, I don't get injured, but keep that going.
Jimmy, any idea what Ryan will be up to next year? Any conversations?
Yeah, there's going to be conversations. Look, we'd love to get him back next year. I think, you know, for me personally, I think, you know, Ryan was an absolute pleasure to work with, and it was great to see him grow as a young man and a professional footballer. You know, he had a great season, 8 goals, played almost every game for us, got called up to international duty. And that's full credit to him. And, you know, he's bought into everything that we were doing here. And, you know, it'd be great to see if we can get him back next season. But, look, we understand that, you know, he's still with Toronto FC. And then we'll have conversations with him just to see what his next steps are and where he's going to go with his career. But, you know, as a club, we enjoyed working with Ryan, and it was an absolute pleasure.
Jimmy, you think was any kind of spell today that for Jimmy and Ryan? Any kind of spell? Because no matter what you guys did today, the ball didn't go to the net.
Well, yeah, it's a good question. I mean, look, we scored 8 goals in the last 2 games, so I think we used all our goal tokens in those 2 games and ran out of them in this one. But, you know, it was just one of those games. You know, I think we tried everything. We just could not put it in the back of the net. And I think, you know, looking at these guys as well during the game, their hands were on their heads just saying, how did that not go into the back of the net? Happens. It's a game of football.
Ryan, just your thoughts on the season and how you benefited from this low spell?
Looking back at the entire season, it's something special to be a part of, especially knowing all these other Canadian players and foreign players who have came in and they bought into the idea of playing in this new league. And as for me personally, I can see from my perspective, almost every single person who has played in this league has benefited tremendously, has been able to display what they have, and that goes from every person's team to the coaching staffs. And for me, it benefited me in a way that I was able to get minutes in a high intense league, and you know, it was meaningful minutes, and it meant a lot to me as a person and to me as a player, helping me to develop into the person that we come to the end of the season from start to end. And you can see that it has flourished and has brought me to being recognized on the international level, and also for the other clubs. And but it's been something special to be a part of this inaugural season.
Did you have any hesitations before signing on to the Canadian Premier
League? Not at all. I knew fully what I was getting myself into. Obviously, you know, coming into the unknown, to a league that, you know, is just starting, you know, you have your dogs in the back of your head. But I want to be someone who could, you know, help this league go forward and help put this league on a so-called footballing map across the world. And I hope we did that, accomplished that this season, coming from York 9 against Montreal and going to Calgary to Vancouver. And I hope really showed the footballing world that, you know, CPL is here to stay forever.
And Jimmy, how do you feel about the playoff structure, and would you like it to be changed for next season?
Well, it would have been nice if they said top 4 teams and we could have maybe snuck in there and, you know, had a few more games left in the season. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, we knew it before going into it. You know, it's always easy after the fact saying, oh, we should have done this and we should have done that. But we'll see in the off season if they're going to revisit it and what the plans are going to be. I have no idea. It's out of my hands. But, you know, it would have been nice to get a few more games in.
There's been times this year where you've had a short bench, and today Halifax had a short bench. Would you be in favor of next year having increased rosters, or maybe you know, able to call in guys quicker instead of having maybe just 5 guys on the bench?
Yeah, you know, it would be nice to have a roster like Man City and 40-something players. But you know, the harsh reality is we're not there yet as a league. We've got to understand that there's going to be growing pains. We're just starting off. It's the first season. And as long as we improve every year, we're on the right track. And I think in the off season, there's going to be a lot of discussions with the technical committee in the league, with the ownership groups, just to keep improving. You know, it's the little things as well that we need to make a little bit better. But we take everything from this first year and improve on it.
Jimmy, after a bit of a slow start, you guys finished third in this fall season. What does that sort of stay casting for?
We have to build on it. Look, I want to win just like these guys. I want to finish first. You know, so I'm disappointed with that we didn't finish first. But we ended up finishing third, which was a good run. You know, the guys put a good shift in. We asked them an awful lot from them this year. And I'm happy with where the team's at. But we need a few more pieces to the puzzle to take us to that next level. But overall, look, I'm genuinely happy with the way the players performed this year.
Any more questions? Thanks,
guys. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Bye, everyone.